This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a big special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody else that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS and our U.S. mail bulk mail haulers out there. Appreciate all of you guys and girls doing what you're doing. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. Our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers, too. Thanks so very much for tuning into the program. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. The same way. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter. All as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it. America, all lowercase. One word. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, which is none other than the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California IA, it is the one and only, the incomparable Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Great. Thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yeah, and everybody's on the porch tonight because, again, it's a balmy 69 degrees with clear skies right now, right here in my backyard. The weather is really, really, really... Okay, thanks, guys. The weather is really, really, really nice tonight down here. Now, this is like three nights in a row. It's starting to get scary.
I can imagine. Yeah, that sounds good, though.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the bottom to drop. But it's not going to happen anytime soon. I'm looking at the weather. Although, I better back up a minute. There is weather coming in our direction. Don't know if it's going to get here, but it's some thunderstorms and some rain up in the northern part of the panhandle right now of Florida. So we'll see if it comes our way or not. It might not. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I thought about doing it last night for the ball player who has gotten himself hurt and is still in the hospital over there in Cincinnati. But I'm going to just give us about 10 seconds, a moment of silence here. So let's take that right now. Okay, now, that is for the ball player who's in the hospital, who's obviously fighting for his life. And All I can say is thank God for the paramedics, the doctors that were there, the training they had. We all know that Damar Hamlin's life is in the hands of the Lord right now, and his health is, of course, everybody's number one priority after watching what took place. Correct?
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. And one of the things that this entire incident points up is that I think people's differences very quickly fall away. And, of course, in the world of sports, there are a lot of rivalries and so forth. But it is a metaphor, I think, for the fact that we never know at any time when something like this can occur. And, pardon me, the great differences that we have sometimes can fade away very quickly in light of such an important problem as a health scare that we're seeing happen here.
Well, I want to tell you what I saw the other night, and I think everybody else that's listening to me that saw this saw the same thing. We saw the country come together. We saw a football stadium, and I can honestly say I have never looked around a football stadium at all the pictures they showed of the crowd that was on their hands and knees praying. And I mean all across the football stadium. I never saw anything like that.
Well, you know, Captain, I think also it's a microcosm of America. It showed the very best of America. People from all walks of life, different races, different colors, different creeds, the melting pot that is America, people coming together and showing decency about this particular incident that had occurred, and caring and love and reaching out to one another. That's the very best part of America right there that was on display. So people who want to down America and so forth, they have a hard time, Captain, trying to argue with something like that.
Not on my watch, I'll tell you right now.
That's
not,
right.
Not on my watch. And the best thing about it is that if he makes a recovery, whether it's a 100% recovery or whatever the percentages might happen to be, and they wheel him out onto the field, which I'm sure they will, it's going to be just a tremendous moment.
I think you're right. He's an athlete that was out there giving it his best, giving 110%, and I think the reception he will get will be thunderous. Yes.
Yep. And folks, hang in there, because when we come back, we're going to talk more about the news of the day. But I had to get that in there. It just, as I was sitting here, it dawned on me that it had to be said, what I just said, and I did it. So there you go. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better. and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Joe Biden.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
I'm cuckoo, I'm cuckoo, I'm cuckoo, I'm cuckoo. Think of it and then the law, think of it and then the law.
Kyle, that was a little dissertation on Joe Biden, and I just threw that out there because this is some of the disinformation and misinformation. Those are his words, not mine. Now, we threw a little music in behind it. But that those are some of the things that he's actually said and said it out there for all to hear, and some people have taken it down for being, oh, my God, did you hear what the president said? Listen to what he's saying over these MAGA Republicans, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, how about taking a look at the destructive Democrats, okay? He wants to call Republicans MAGA. How about we use the D word and call them the destructive Dems?
Well, yeah, I thought he was the president of everybody or something like that, but he was going to unite everybody, Captain. He was going to bring the country together. And instead, I think those quotes, I think, were from the big speech with the big red lights and the scary, you know, scary lighting and everything that
they
had.
Were.
Yeah, and so that's just not, it's not uniting, and because again they were also trying to set this stuff up for the midterm at that time.
Yeah, they were, and I want to mention that the Idaho slaying suspect has agreed to extradition to come back to Idaho and face the charges there in that state for the murders of the four students.
That's right. We understand, I believe, the suspect's going to be transported back to Idaho within 10 days or so. Now, what the judge, though, I think has done in this is they put a gag order onto the attorneys and law enforcement and so forth. So they're not going to be talking about a lot of these different aspects of the case outside of the courtroom at this point. So they're building their case. I know that they've asked the public for any information if they've known the suspect or have any kind of information to pass along as they build their case. Of course, the suspect, I think through his attorney, said he's looking forward to, quote, being exonerated in this. And so this is going to be a major, major trial if there's no confession.
Now, it's being reported that Russia plans a tactical shift in their plans with the Ukraine by using more drones. Now, the problem is, where are they getting these drones from, Kyle?
I think they're if I recall correctly, is it from Iran, I believe?
Yes, it is. And yeah. Iran shouldn't be sending drones to anybody anywhere outside of their area based on all the things that are there to begin with against them, the sanctions and whatnot.
Well, of course, but this kind of goes along with sort of the axis of evil concept, you know, this idea. We've seen Iran work with North Korea, of course, with their missile systems and so forth in the past. And Putin's going to get the help wherever he can. But I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If Vladimir Putin can say that the United States, for example, sending aid to Ukraine constitutes a direct involvement, you know, he could say that. Well, then we could say the same thing about Iran. So, again, this begins to open up the avenues where the war could expand in terms of trying to take care of these kinds of issues, stop the supply line, that kind of thing.
Now, did you hear the report that came out of Washington yesterday about the company that's going to be putting particles into the atmosphere to stop global warming? It's a plan that's being called dangerous because it's going to cause it to rain more with the seeding of these clouds the way they do it. This ought to be interesting to see how this works out, huh?
Well, that's for sure. Evidently, it looks like it has to do with sulfur particles, I believe, like that. That's a grand experiment, isn't it?
What does sulfur do when it gets on your skin or in your eyes?
Well, it burns.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, we've heard about acid rain in the past, right?
That's what this is.
Yeah, but again, a large-scale geoengineering experiments, you know, we don't know where they're going to end up either.
Well, no, we don't, and I don't know about you, but I don't particularly want them experimenting with sulfur.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly.
Because of what it will do. Imagine a kid goes out there, looks up at the sky, and they get a bunch of this down their mouth or in their eyes. They're gonna cry. They're gonna squalor. They're gonna have to go to the hospital more than likely, get their eyes washed out, their face cleaned, and all that stuff. Because on a little kid, if you get enough of this on there, it's gonna burn you.
Well, sure. Well, I think the concept is somehow it will deflect sunlight, you know, reflect it back. It's kind of like, you know, painting the roofs of your buildings white, you know, trying to reflect the sunlight back. But again, we don't know what that will do on a large scale. Presumably they have computer models and things like that, but is what regulates this kind of thing? Because if you begin to release things into the Earth's atmosphere, you can't do that if you're a dry cleaners. I think you have to have some kind of special permit or something for whatever it is you're going to be, or any other kind of industrial endeavor. Yeah.
Now, are you ready for this?
Yep.
The Chinese government has drawn strong criticism for the COVID-19 testing and the requirements imposed on Chinese travelers. Now, the authorities have also threatened to take revenge on the concerned countries that are bringing this to the forefront, which includes the United States and numerous other European nations. So they're going to try to blame this next round of COVID that's coming around out of China on the U.S.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine what that's going to, you know, it's kind of like, here we go again. It's a jabberwocky when it comes to COVID-19 and how it's spreading and where it came from that day and this kind of thing. And of course, the Chinese, I think, the Chinese government, that is, would try to do anything they possibly can to deflect or to cause confusion where that's concerned.
And one other little thing before we have to go to break, I'm looking at the clock here. The GOP, and I don't really think this is a great idea, the GOP House and their security have removed the metal detectors installed after January 6th in areas of the Capitol where people would come in and start wandering around. They've removed the metal detectors. I think they should have left them there.
I'm in complete agreement, Captain. We live in a very, very different and dangerous world than we did even just a few short years ago, or maybe a few short months ago, by some estimations. So that's right. The nation's leadership and certainly the Capitol needs to have as much security as they possibly can. It's still going to be open, but you have to be aware that there are bad people who want to do bad things.
And do we know what time the House comes back today to start their voting on this speaker thing?
You know, my guess, I think it's around noontime, I believe.
Okay, because yesterday it was after 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I want to say it was around 2.
Yeah, it's in that time zone, but we'll begin to see it again. But Captain, can you imagine what things will be like if they get to a third, a fourth or a fifth or a sixth ballot, and nothing is happening? It's going to certainly become a major, major issue.
This has gone months before.
Oh, that's right. Back in the
1800s. Back in the day, it's gone
that's
months.
Right. That's and, right. 1923 was, I think, the last time they had these multiple ballots.
And the problem is the new House cannot take their seats because they can't be sworn in yet. There's nobody there to swear them in that of the authority of the new speakership, if you will. So they're stuck. They're in limbo right now.
Well, this is one of the reasons, Captain, I think it's important. Somebody's got to communicate to the Gatesian faction, as it were, here, that the voters never voted for this. They don't desire this. They don't think it's good.
No,
they don't think it's funny. They don't think anything about this other than it's chaos, and they didn't vote for chaos. But if you give them chaos, guess what? They're going to vote for the Democrats the next time. They're handing it to them on a silver platter.
Yeah, and again, we have the rhinos, and we have the rhinettes, that's a new word for the women, that are involved in this and that are going against the grain of what got them elected to begin with. There's nobody that can say, well, that's what my constituents told me they wanted. No, they didn't. They wanted harmony. They wanted people to get along with each other. They didn't want all this nonsense we got going on. They did not want it.
You're right.
And anybody that says different has not been paying attention. How about that?
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A great day in the neighborhood, and I'm sure you're going to have a great day, too. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News update, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is still without the votes to become Speaker of the House. Following three rounds of voting, the first time the House has needed more than one to elect a Speaker in a century, Oklahoma Republican Representative Tom Cole made a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn until noon tomorrow.
The question is on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. The House stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
McCarthy was unable to get the 218 votes needed to become Speaker due to opposition from hardline Republicans. He has vowed to continue fighting for the position, while conservative opponents say they're committed to changing the status quo no matter how many rounds it takes. Arrangements are being made to bring back University of Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger to the state after he waived extradition in Pennsylvania. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
All righty, that's right. Tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, we are talking about Heroes Mile. I'm going to spell it out because a lot of people still don't know how to spell the word heroes. So here we go. It's H-E-R-O-E-S, H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com is the website. You want to go over there and you want to check it out and see what they're all about. Now, you can call them after you do that. Just schedule an appointment and go talk to them if that's what you'd like to do. And they have three locations around the country. The closest one to me is here in Florida over near Orlando. Now, their number is 888-VETS, now the number 2. That's right, 888-VETNOW, the number 2, VET NOW 2, heroesmile.com. Check them out, see what they have to offer. You might be surprised. You might be pleasantly surprised. And they are working with veterans just like you because guess what? They are veterans themselves. They've walked a mile in your shoes. Many of these people are folks that have actually been there and been patients of the Heroes Mile group, and they've come back to give back what they know, because they know what works just might work for you too. Heroes Mile, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. Check them out today. All right, and we're going to go back to the telephone line because we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And joining with us on the other line, we have Aaron from Colorado. Now, let me see, Colorado. Yeah, the weather, I guess the weather's okay up there tonight in Colorado, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, it's cold. it's cold tonight. It's 1:36 of my time, so it's definitely cold.
Yep.
About what's going on with the House, I mean, you're right, Cap, Professor Politics, they got to find a way to come together, to unite, because Professor Politics is right. The dark side broken down dumb donkeys are just eating popcorn and having a drink here and a shake there and just enjoying this real-life soap opera going on with the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party, the way they're acting, the way they're acting, having a bad marriage. It's good to have, they make a bad marriage look good. They got to figure this out and get this together and start doing some investigation. This president who's a bigot, racist sack of crap needs to be impeached.
Yep.
He's not honoring his oath to protect this country. And I can go on and on. The Republicans, they got a lot of work to do. So they got to figure this out because there's so much work to do.
Yep.
This country is in a pile of ass. And there's so many things I want to talk about. I mean, the governor of Colorado here, wants to move illegal aliens out of the state of Colorado.
Right.
So I mean, I'm reading this stuff and I'm thinking, you know, I mean, Colorado is a sanctuary for illegal aliens.
You know where he's going to send them? You know where he's going to send them?
Who knows?
I do know. I'm going to tell you. New York City.
He may send them to you guys.
He's going to send them to New York City.
Oh, well, New York City is a sanctuary for illegal aliens.
That's correct. Correct.
So, I mean, and like you said, what's going on on the southern border, which we need the wall of China on,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's a complete disaster, and it's a disaster, but with this mess currently going on in this country, all states are border states. I don't know, maybe our broken down, dark side, dumb of a so-called governor, it will send them to Professor Politics. I guess they'll send him to California. But, oh, yeah, that's right. Your governor says, whoa, slow the brakes down. We have too many illegal in our state.
Mm-hmm.
So, this insanity has to stop. This shit never come to this point, but I know what the root cause of it is, and it has to stop. And one more thing, Professor Politics, there's a new law that just came here in 2023, and I'm sure it came to California or state, and it's a ban on plastic bags and paperbacks. And now, does California have a ban on plastic bags and paperbacks?
I don't think there's a ban on the plastic or paper at this point. I know that, especially back during COVID, I think the paper bags started to make a real resurgence.
So in California, they haven't banned plastic bags or brown paper bags yet, have they?
If they are, it's probably going to be coming in the future. But I was just at the grocery store yesterday, and they have paper plastic bags. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here in my state of Colorado, they just they put a prohibition. So prohibition has come to my state, which is they've banned plastic bags.
I got a solution.
And brown paper bags in the state of Colorado.
I got a solution.
What's that? What's
I got
that?
I got a solution. Take your laundry basket and put your groceries in it.
Well, you know, I mean, they did a great story here. The local news, a customer came out of Walmart. And Walmart, and it really was supposed to be implemented in 2024. But Walmart took all, t- took already out their plastic and their brown paper bags already this year. So they talked to this customer, and he came out of the Walmart, and he had his stuff, but he doesn't have a paper bag or plastic or anything. So anyway, these policies, this insanity, of course, led by the dark side, dumb donkeys, is just messing everything up. But anyway, I could go on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Politics, Cap, you have a good day. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. That was a lot to say, but need to be
I
said.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, I love it. You know, you almost want to ask even some of these Republicans who are holding out and, you know, we're only going to vote for Jim Jordan and this kind of thing, even though Jim Jordan has said he doesn't want the job. Steve Scalise also does not want the job. He wants to be effective in other ways. But you got to ask the question sometimes, whose side are you on?
You want to know who wants the job of Speaker?
Who's that?
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz. Well, sure. And Hakeem Jeffries, I'm sure.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, I'm glad you mentioned Jeffries. I'm now going to mention something here. Jeffries has consistently had all the Democratic votes voting for him, 216. All they need is the first one to get to 218 wins it, period.
Right, exactly right.
So
yes,
all you got to do is take two Republicans and deflect them over onto that side and let them elect Jeffries the Speaker, and then you got the Democrats back in charge of the House again, even though the numbers favor the Republicans. Now, that's where they're headed. Mark my words, if they can't get this resolved, that's where they're headed. And if that happens, you ain't seen the kind of mess that we're about to have.
Well, exactly right. And you could start to almost kiss 2024 goodbye at that point.
Oh, they'll be done. They'll be done. And by the way, not only will they be done, the people that vote for them, Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, they'll be done.
Well, that's exactly right. In other words, the theme about this whole thing, Captain, is that it is a complete, total disaster, and it's right there on the first day, and they have to get it together or they can't recover from this legislatively. The momentum is being destroyed here, of what little there was, because it wasn't a huge red tsunami. It was a kind of a little bit of a red something or other, but that was it. And they've got to capitalize on that, and they can't take that momentum away the way that's happening.
We only had one state where it actually worked, and that was Florida.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. So they've got to build on what they have, but having the infighting is going to scare away disenfranchised Democrats or disillusioned Democrats in the rank and file, and then also independents. And the Republicans need every single one of those disillusioned Democrats and independents that they can get.
By the way, I talked to a person who was moving down here from Illinois yesterday, and they can't wait to get here. They are Republican, and they can't wait to get here, to get out of the communist state of Illinois. Their words, not mine.
Wow.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. I shall be back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
I'm jealous again. How about that, Kyle? Who's that group?
Oh yeah, that's not the Black Crowes, I think.
Of course, something it's like the Black Crowes.
Yeah, Black Crowes. There you
Who
go.
Who else could it be, Kyle? It's the Black Crowes.
Yeah,
I assure you, it's the Black Crowes.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
not the Purple Crowes.
No, they're black, and there's not a black guy in the group, so I guess it's just the color of their hair. All right, tell us what's going on out west, and you got more offshore coming your way.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm so glad that you mentioned that because we're sitting here looking at the radar returns, and all you can say is, you know, back in the movie Jaws, you're going to need a bigger boat. I think you're going to need a bigger boat when you see this basically atmospheric river coming in. They call it the Pineapple Express.
Good
so all
Lord.
Aboard, yeah, for the Pineapple Express, a lot of moisture that can come as far away as from Indonesia. So we're going to have this slamming into the California coast here over the next day or so. And we're going to be seeing a lot of heavy rain up in Northern California, especially Sacramento, that area there. But all through the state of California, we have aerial flood watches, maybe a little bit lesser extent in parts of Southern California, but we still have those possibilities of the burn scar areas and hillsides and so forth being affected by heavy and sustained rain. Also, Northern Nevada coming out I-80, you've got a winter storm arriving here on Wednesday through Thursday, and you've also got more coming in behind that as well. Dense fog advisory up in northern Montana, mostly eastern Montana, and then also down I-25 and I-90 in Wyoming as you head out towards Gillette, also down I-25 on your way to Casper. So please do be aware of that. We also have winter weather advisories in western Colorado. Listener Aaron was just with us here, but this is all west of Denver out I-70. So be careful out there.
All right, I'm going to start North Dakota. Got fog most of the way across North Dakota on 94 tonight. And if you're coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, you're going to have fog on 94 for about 50 or 60 miles into South Dakota. Over on the east side of South Dakota tonight, we have got a winter storm warning. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you're going to have snow over there. You're going to have snow going across the southern part of Minnesota. And also snow going across the northwestern part of Iowa tonight. And snow and a winter storm warning in the Twin City areas itself right now. So there you go. And over into Wisconsin as well as over up towards Duluth, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, snow down towards Madison, Wisconsin. You've got a mixture of fog. Then you've got some rain over Lake Michigan that's on both sides of the lake, not only in the lake, but on the shoreline of Wisconsin, shoreline of Michigan. And then moving on down, we'll take it straight down the Mississippi River, down to Louisiana. We got a lot of rain tonight down there in Louisiana, down by the bayou over towards Mobile. Then there's more rain we pick up over there around Tallahassee, Florida tonight. We do have some severe flooding warnings right now in the Montgomery, Alabama area. And on up towards Birmingham, as luck would have it, going up towards Atlanta, there is a flood warning up in there. We also have some severe thunderstorm watches right now all across Alabama for the most part, so be careful. That is moving to the east, and then we've got rain that goes up into Georgia out of Alabama. And as I said, rain right there in the Gulf of Mexico coming ashore up there around our Tallahassee. Now, fog up the east coast from about Brunswick, Georgia, up to, Chesapeake Bay. And we've got fog coming out of the lower part of Pennsylvania over towards Harrisburg. And it's making its way across Jersey and over towards Long Island and up around towards the Cape. And we've got some snow tonight. Just some general snow coming down up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, Watertown, up to St. Lawrence, up into Vermont, and way up in the northern part of Maine tonight we have some snow. So that's what it's looking like. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the Professor of Politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J. Pull on in there, get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee, or get yourself a soda, or get yourself hot chocolate, or whatever else you might want to drink. And don't forget, they got the deli there. Take advantage of that. Get you some of that nice fried chicken or the chicken tenders that they've got. You get some really good chicken tenders there. The big, long, thick ones. I like those. And, of course, then they got the potatoes, the big potatoes that are about 3 to 4 inches long to come along with that. Really good stuff. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. We're going to go over there. Now, we're going to spend quite a bit of time on the rhinos and the rhinettes. That's a new name for the women involved in this. The rhinos and the rhinettes in Washington, D.C. But where are we at right now? What time do they come back to session today?
I don't know what time they'll gavel in. I have no idea. But let's put things kind of in perspective. As it stands right now, there is no House of Representatives.
Nope.
It does not exist.
Yep.
If you don't have a speaker,
you don't have a house.
You don't have a house because they can't swear in any of the representatives.
Yep.
So one half of the legislative body doesn't exist at the moment.
Yep.
Every one of them is an elect.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a few really staunch holdouts here that are not going to give an inch, and their demands of McCarthy are kind of unreasonable.
Yeah, they are.
Now, I would say that, you know, a lot of people have reasons to not like Kevin McCarthy. Okay, I get it. But, you know, for example, Lauren Boebert, Congresswoman out of Colorado.
Yep.
One of her demands is term limits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. If the House can pass term limits, but the Senate can't.
Nope.
So her demand is unreasonable. It isn't going to happen.
Right.
And I would argue that if everything went off yesterday as it was supposed to, that you'd have Kevin McCarthy as Speaker and you'd swear these people in, the very first vote that was supposed to happen yesterday was to eliminate the, what was it, 87,000 IRS agents?
Yep.
That was the very first vote.
Mm-hmm.
So is term limits more important than getting, at this moment, getting rid of the 87,000 IRS agents?
I don't think so, in my humble opinion, but that's just me. What do I know? All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.